Making time for other people is becoming more and more difficult. After all, so many of us have so much to do. And yet making time for others is one of the most important things you can ever do. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to Fresh. Over this past week, with all that you have going on, how much time have you made to spend on others? You know, investing in an important relationship, putting aside the task at hand because someone needs your encouragement. Just as I was about to prepare this particular devotion at my computer the other morning, the head of our African ministry, Joseph Kebbi, popped up on WhatsApp. Now, we hadn't spoken in quite a while. He'd been travelling, I'd been travelling. It just wasn't easy to connect. Now, don't get me wrong, I love chatting with Joseph. But at the same time, I was in the middle of preparing these devotions. I have production deadlines to meet, and besides, I had a plan to get through several before having to head out for my first meeting. As much as I wanted to talk to Joseph, it wasn't an easy thing to subjugate my plans, my schedule, for a bit of relationship building. I'm sure you've had that same experience. But let's get a revelation here together today. People are more important than schedules. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. The believers spent their time listening to the teaching of the apostles. They shared everything with each other. They ate together and they prayed together. For many people, life is busy, and as a result, they're starved of Christian fellowship. You can't do this on your own. You need help, the encouragement, the wisdom, the insight of other believers. So listen up, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. We must not quit meeting together as some are doing. No, we need to keep on encouraging each other. That's God's word, fresh for you today. I'm passionate about seeing you grow in your relationship with Jesus. And as well as fellowship, it's vitally important for you to become a man or a woman of God's word. So you can receive this devotional in your inbox each and every day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.